We begin All Tech Considered today with a visit to the new 9/11 Memorial Museum in Lower Manhattan. The museum documents the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, and their aftermath. Its exhibits have raised plenty of emotion and debate. And one question has been, who should curate those exhibits, people or a machine? That's because curators took an unusual approach to one display. They left it to a computer to decide what news stories related to 9/11 pop up on screen. Here's NPR's Aarti Shahani.
Inside the museum, almost immediately, you see and hear the faces and voices of the dead and those who witnessed. There's a tall steel pillar that spans two floors. It's got a big dent, the exact point where the first plane hit the first tower. Downstairs, Lynn Rigney is showing her daughter a bombed-out fire truck that was pulled from the rubble.
It just makes it a lot more real. You know, even though I was there, I mean, not there, but I remember it. It just makes it a lot more real.
Nearly every inch of the 9/11 museum is designed to evoke emotion, with one big exception. The exhibit Timescapes is designed to create distance, and its curator is an algorithm.
This is a big and messy world, and this piece isn't necessarily trying to write a historic narrative.
Jake Barton is with Local Projects, the media design firm that wrote the algorithm.
What it's trying to do is chart the impact of 9/11 on our world in a variety of different places.
The museum gave Timescapes a wall that's over 100 feet wide, which is a big chunk of real estate. The algorithm combs through 100 news sources and 2 million articles at lightning speed. It finds key terms related to 9/11 and to each other, like flights, Boeing, and Federal Aviation Administration, and then projects them onto the wall along with specific headlines. And sometimes those headlines are surprising.
You wouldn't necessarily think, oh, there's an article about Delta Airlines coming out of bankruptcy and having a banner year. Like, what does that have to do with 9/11? It's like, well, 9/11 kind of pushed them into bankruptcy.
The algorithm curator does not fact check, for example, sift out incorrect reports about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But the museum's lead curator, Alice Greenwald, says it solves another human problem. The problem of our limited perspective.
We're still living in the aftermath of this event. It's not something we can say, okay, this happened 50 years ago or 150 years ago, and we know the consequences of that event.
Human curators made lots of tough ethical decisions about using voicemails from people on hijacked planes and pictures of people jumping out of burning buildings. But Greenwald says she couldn't entrust a single person to hand select a few moments and stitch together a story. An algorithm, on the other hand, finds correlations.
So there's a kind of objectivity to that that you don't have in a more, you know, subjective, organized, curated environment.
No, it's not objective because an algorithm did it.
Marianne Staniszewski is an art historian at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Objectivity is an unusual word to choose.
Staniszewski has seen many artists use algorithms to create part or all of an image. While the 9/11 exhibit gives the algorithm a much more prominent role than is typical, she says, it's not free of bias, like it only reads English language news sources.
Very typical of an American point of view of things.
When I look at Timescapes and see a headline about Shanksville, I feel like I'm chasing words on a wall. But visitor Edward Fleming has a flash of pride.
The people on board took over control of the plane and crashed. It crashed because of them taking over control. At least it didn't get to its designated spot.
Humberto Suarez has another kind of response. He's resting after looking hard for the face of his cousin, who died in the towers.
Over there on the wall, it's very hard to find. You need very good eyes to know them to find it. But we did it. My wife and my sister-in-law, we found it.
Suarez is so tired from that hour-long search, he's giving this wall a blank look. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.